And until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. We'll see you next Wednesday. Until then, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
You can go ahead, Paula.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On the Town with Mikey D. Tonight, it's Robert and I subbing for dear Pam, who couldn't be here. I see a bright light flashing. Is that a telephone? Is someone calling us?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not sure why it's doing that.
Well, anyways, let me tell you who's on the show tonight. We have a great band called Cold Engines, and it's a great night to listen to a band called Cold Engines because I think it's like 1,000 degrees outside. Anyway, so I hope you're all sitting by the fan or the air conditioner. Get ready to listen to our show. We've got Honeysuckle coming on for the interview spot. Bob's queuing up some music. There's a lot of great shows coming up. What'd you do this weekend, Robert? Did you go out at all?
Well, I went to a very nice cookout at Vicky Porter's home.
Oh, that was fun. I was there,
yes,
too. Yeah. And then after that, I went home because I had to go out Sunday night to Wentz Ballroom to see the David Bowie extravaganza.
And I heard that was a very good event.
It was amazing. Can I just tell you, I'm going to use the words of my dear friend and great Boston rocker, goddamn Glenn. He said, I don't know who would ever say there's anything wrong with Boston music, because that show, my gosh, what talent, what voices, what a gift, what a tribute. And I swear David Bowie was there cheering everybody on. And there goes that light again. Hello? We have a phone call.
We have somebody calling us on the line here.
Do you know how to answer the phone?
Vaguely.
Bear with us, listeners. This is our first time we're doing the show together, so we promise you there will be great music. And I'll be doing my concert report. Cold engines are warming up in the next room. We've got Honeysuckle coming on to talk about their recent tour, Lollapalooza. You say Lola, I say Lala. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, why don't we play some music?
Okay.
All right, what do you got?
Well, I've got to find something.
I have a request.
Okay.
Do you have anything by Aaron Harp in the Delta Swingers?
Let's see what we have here.
They have a show coming up. There's a great show coming up at Once Ballroom, Rock Fête des Femmes. At Once Ballroom, there's two nights, August 11th and August 12th. That would be tomorrow night and Friday night. Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers, Abby Barrett, Stars Like Ours, and the other girls.
Okay, and here we go. Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers Virtual Booty Blues.
Excellent.
Virtual booty machine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Virtual booty machine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take your booty and shake your booty and make a date with the booty machine. Oh, yeah.
Erin Harp with the Delta Swingers, Virtual Booty Blues.
Great song.
Yes.
Yeah, all of these songs tonight are going to be played by people who have upcoming shows this weekend or in the very near future. Honeysuckle is in the other room. Whenever you're ready, Robert, I can bring them in if you want to play another song by another.
Yeah, why don't we...
What do you got?
Here's something here from Fire King.
I love Fire King. They happen to be playing tomorrow night.
Yes, here we go. Awesome. She Got Soul.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was the lovely Ruby Rose Fox. And we are here in studio with Honeysuckle. My name is Ms. Paula. So, Honeysuckle, here you are.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Holly McGarry. I sing and play guitar and banjo in the band. And
my name is Chris Blaniars, and I play mandolin in the band.
Yeah. We also have a third member who's in the middle of finals week right now. He sings and he plays banjo and guitar as well. He's Mr. Ben Burns.
That's right. We are a folk trio.
A folk trio. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I understand you are on tour right now. Are you in the middle of a tour?
We're actually located out of Boston, but we play shows kind of in and around the area much as we can. We're about to go on a short tour this next week, starting on the 15th.
Just you're going to New York.
Yeah, New York and down to Virginia and back up, so it should be fun.
Excellent. And then you're going to play Club Passim on the 25th here in Cambridge?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. You guys are so young. When you came, I was like, who are you? I'm sorry. It's just that's I'm okay. So old. That's what it is. So everybody seems young to me. So anyway, so let me, you guys just played Lollapalooza?
That's right.
When did you get back from Lollapalooza?
August 1st.
Okay, so what was that like? For the boys and girls who have never had that experience.
It was great. I mean, it was pretty overwhelming. We'd both been to Bonnaroo before, which is in Tennessee, which is a similar idea, but it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So to have a huge festival like that, also in the middle, you know, downtown of a huge city, Chicago, really adds to it. But it's beautiful. You have the Chicago skyline behind you. I'd never been to Chicago at all before, so that in itself was great.
What did you guys do?
We were mostly at the festival, actually. We went with Berkeley's Heavy Rotation Records, which is transitioning into the Institute of Popular Music there. And so we worked, they have a space called Kidsapalooza, which I think is really great. We worked a booth there, which kind of just, it just kind of like let kids play around and test out what it's like to play guitar, drums, and electric keyboard. So it was really, really fun.
Okay, so you play guitar and you play guitar?
I play guitar, but in the band I play mandolin.
Enough that we could kind of, we weren't really teaching the kids. It was more like, you know, just letting them test out the stuff, but we could kind of play along with them. And
excellent.
Yeah, it was fun. Great. So that's most of what we did when we weren't playing there.
And you did bring some music with you, Robert. Are you ready to let everybody listen to some Honeysuckle music?
I think so. Can you talk out of that microphone?
Yes, I can. I can.
Good.
I have two microphones now. Yay!
Now I can get my microphone.
It's a microphone party.
That was yes. Okay.
It's so hot out, everything's melting down.
So this first song that I'm going to play here, It's Getting Late.
Mm-hmm. It's Getting Late.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's see.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear you guys.
Let's see if I get this working right.
Okay. And in 5, 4, 3... It sounds lovely.
Walking away from your old stew, my pocket's full of change and all my minds are through. My head is as clear as the sky though, an indigo that flows between my limbs and leaves me dry. Change the color of
color of my skin.
Beautiful. Really, really nice, you guys. Excellent.
That was very nice.
So I guess this would be a good time to ask you or bring up the fact that you guys were Best Folk Artist of the Year?
Nominated.
Nominated.
To the Ballroom Thieves. Luckily, they're friends of ours, so it was not so heartbreaking to lose to them. They're great people.
Not at all. Yeah, they're awesome.
But you were nominated for Best Folk Artist and
Best Americana Artist.
Americana Artist.
Yeah. So, that's a big honor for us. We're still little fish in the Boston ponds.
In a big pond. Yeah, well, you know. So how do you get votes? You go online and get people to vote for you that way?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think sort of like, I think they do a similar system to like it's like regional Grammys. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's any actual affiliation, but I think they do the same sort of thing. Like people who manage studios and other people in the local industry, I think, nominate people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's its own voting process. And then, yeah, it goes to like fan votes.
Wow, I'm impressed. That was really nice, you guys. So where was it recorded around here?
We actually won a contest last summer that Converse was holding, because they
Converse
have that Converse Rubber Tracks, right? They have a studio that's part of their building in Boston that we entered a contest to play in Newport Folk Festival,
right?
And we got picked to do that, which was awesome.
Excellent.
And then the next week after that, they gave us 2 days in the studio with this great engineer, Seth Manchester, who's worked with Deer Tick and Battles and a number of other bands. So we recorded that there with him.
Excellent. Okay, good. Congratulations, you guys, on all your success, past and upcoming. And so I was reading a little bit in your bio, and it said that you have influences from past. I'm trying to pick up who your influences are, and I can't come up with any.
I mean, I always think Crosby, Stills, and Nash is a big one.
Yeah.
Like as a three-person band that has a lot of shared vocal duty.
Yeah.
It's like very reminiscent of that.
I heard a little Simon and Garfunkel, but that.
Yeah,
that,
totally.
Okay.
That vein of acoustic
all that good
bass
stuff.
Music. Exactly.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
that
yeah.
Good
but
stuff.
But you still make it your own, and you sound like, you know, different and, mm-hmm. and new and fresh. And
yeah. Well, there's no way for us to actually sound like them, so no, it's our version of missing that mark.
Well, you know, it's, they're not a bad band to copy, but yeah, they are kind of a, I don't know, what do you call it? What's that word I'm looking for? Simon and Garfunkel. Legendary.
Yeah, definitely legendary.
Yeah.
Sorry, I liked Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings a lot too. They're a little more modern than, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but they're, you know, very harmony driven acoustic duo.
No Young, just Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Well, and Young. I love Neil Young, but I probably listen to more
we
Crosby,
know,
Stills,
you
and
know.
Nash.
Yeah, that first record before he came in is really my favorite. No offense, Neil.
Oh, I love
not,
Neil Young.
You're not the
love
problem.
Neil Young. I've seen Neil Young live. He's amazing.
He is amazing. I've only seen him once live.
He's
kind
of
sad.
He's got a lot of energy. I mean, I saw him.
Crazy.
I mean, he's running around the stage.
Yeah. I saw him with Crazy Horse, actually. That was, a couple of years ago, Patti Smith opened for him at the Boston Garden.
Wow.
But, that was amazing for me.
Awesome.
Finally to see Neil Young, but I've seen Patti a million times. But, anyways. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for coming in. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Our guests here are Honeysuckle, and don't forget to go to their show on the 25th of August.
Yeah.
And so thanks for coming in. And is there anybody else on that bill with you guys?
The Western Den.
They're incredible. They came out of Berkeley. They're in the folk vein. They used to, a lot of their songs that they wrote initially were very story based, kind of like Anais Mitchell, kind of like taking older themes with a great narrative, fleshing out amazing harmonies. They're crazy talented.
Yeah, they're incredible singers and incredible players.
Incredible song craftsmen.
Right.
Craftswomen. Craftswoman.
They're very mind blowing. Great band with them.
So. Great. All right. Well, I think we have one more song queued up. Robert, we're going to say goodnight to these lovely people as we play another song off their CD entitled.
It's Getting Late.
For real.
Hopefully.
It's getting late. It is getting late. That's but that's right. Besides the point.
And hopefully.
You guys are welcome to stay and hang out. Huh?
And hopefully I've got the right one.
No worries.
Let the cards fall. Make me a nice strong drink to hold back the tears and the memories. Yeah. something I can hold. So we've all tried to make sense of it all. Your eyes grow dark, your heartbeats turn to a funeral.
I can tell by the way you smile, you're gritting your teeth. I can see from the look in your eyes.
Okay, Paula.
Excellent. I love the classic ruins. Happy birthday, Frank, in advance. Oh, no, today's his birthday, actually. The show was Saturday, but today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Frank. Thanks for the music. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be even faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Okay, let's see, the songs that were played after Honeysuckle, we did hear the classic Ruins.
Yes, Nichols, we did.
And we heard the Peasants doing Vincent van Gogh.
Oh, okay then. What do you got? What's queued up? What's next?
Well, what we have next here is Jaggery.
Oh, I love Jaggery. I just saw Jaggery at... where was I? The Black and White Ball in Cambridge in Harvard Square. That was a wonderful, wonderful show with Fawn Fables, who I instantly fell in love with. Here we go. Right on.
Way. fucking drunk as all get out and strung out on some dope. I was with some babe, I can't remember her name, but she knew where it was at. So I wrote her this song on somebody's lawn in 15 minutes flat. Boogie, truck on down the turnpike till the end. My, mindless boogie. Get down, mama, get back up again. Well, my clothes were old and I smelled like mold, and I drove a Snapple truck till I wrote this song on somebody's lawn, and it kinda changed my luck. Now me and the song are just a chewing along. You can't play this throttle slow, and they can't get enough of this kind of crap on classic rock radio. My, mindless boogie. Truck on down the turnpike till the end. Started yesterday.